UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos. We got
love. Friday is here.
Oh. Happy Poets Day.
Happy Poets Day. Piss off early. Tomorrow's Saturday. If you want us to call your boss today, 13 10 09, or hit us up on Facebook, our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And a long weekend too.
Day. Long weekend as well. How great is that? Oh, even more reason to leave work
yes.
early.
Get today. 3.5 days off. Four. Make it four.
A lot of people, I reckon, would have taken today off too.
Oh, well, easy.
Luckily, because you can travel now around New South Wales. Mm. So Ben and I actually thought about going rogue. We actually might go away still.
Really?
Mm.
You're going tomorrow?
We're going to do a last-minute getaway, I think. We're on last night. Yeah, trying to find out where we want to head to.
The two of you, little road trip.
Mm.
Couple of fishing rods, that's all you
I
need.
I said get the mother-in-law over. She can babysit the fur puppies and then we can
nice.
Head off.
That's not very nice, is it? You're using her for free babysitting?
Uh-huh. That's what you use them for.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you for providing breakfast today, Jade.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Delicious
surprise.
Buttery crumpets.
I love just plain buttered crumpets.
Although you did just tell me that mine has coffee spilt all over it.
Yeah. So
she goes, Creeper, you have that one.
That one. my bad.
It's women in coffee.
I know. And butter. It's probably not the health. You know, apparently on the packet, crumpets are 98% fat free.
I thought you were going to say 98% fat.
No.
I think that sounds not real.
Do you even know what crumpets are made of?
Yeah, it's just like a bread.
Is thing. It?
Like a batter, it would be. Some sort of batter.
So it's like it's basically the version, the healthier version, like a wrap is to bread.
Like a pancake is to a crumpet?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Thrilling chat, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, curious. No, I bet you no one knows.
Nobody knows in the world. Next, though, guys, it's a tale of camouflage and hiding because over in the UK, of course, their lockdown is still full on. One guy, though, couldn't resist going out for a barbecue. The way he gets caught, unreal.
All right, doing it after Katy Perry Raw at 105.3 New FM. It's 6:07. Good morning. Katy Perry live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Sunny day today, guys. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast. And Crevo, some kamikaze barbecues happening under the hood of what?
A car. So what's essentially been happening over in the UK, they're still under heavy lockdown.
Yeah.
Right.
They're still not allowed to go out.
Oh, I think you can exercise by yourself in a park or something real dull like that. So they can't do anything. We're going so much better here in Australia, right?
Yeah, we're doing well.
So over there, people are getting really itchy feet.
Oh, antsy. I'd be going crazy.
Yeah, like imagine what we had at the worst period and it just keeps going. Like, and there's who knows when it's all going to, you know, lighten up. This guy was like, right, I can't take this anymore. I am going to take myself away and imagine I've got lots of friends around and do a little public barbecue, right?
Okay.
So obviously he knew the cops are everywhere. They're looking for him. They're out for blood. So he decides to buy, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but like when the military is in the jungle and they're trying to avoid being spotted by helicopters, they have like a camo net that they put over things. He managed to get a hold of one of those.
Featured many times in the movie Rambo.
And Dumbo Drop.
I haven't seen that, but I believe
you.
It sounds like a Willy Wonka sequel. Anyway, he gets one of those and he pulls his car over on the side of the road in a country lane and throws the net over. Now, he then sets up the barbecue under the net, starts grilling away, and he's doing all right. The only problem is the wind was blowing towards the town that he was set up near, and the police smelt a barbecue and went, right, we're on, boys. Somebody's doing an illegal barbecue.
You know what that means. Free bloody lunch.
They've shot down in their little, Vauxhall Astras, as they always do in the UK. They always have tiny cars, the police.
Yeah,
little four-cylinder rice bubble.
And they go down and they capture this guy in the act. barbecuing under a camo net.
That's amazing.
It is fascinating, though, over in the UK, how the police cars are so small. Like, why?
Oh, it's a great question. Why?
Well, I guess they just have small cars.
If anybody knows, please call us up.
Yeah.
I mean, your little Alpha Rice Bubble, Jade, yours would be the equivalent of the highway vehicle.
Patrol?
The bigger version.
Yeah.
Like the high speed
sports
car. Well, I guess all the criminals would have little mini cars as well. Like the police normally have the high end stuff.
You'd think so, but it's just a thing in the UK. They're always just getting about in tiny little cars. It's hilarious.
Wonder what happened to lunch. I reckon they would have let him finish his meal before they arrested him.
Probably not. I think that's a quick arrest.
I would have been screaming, make sure the gas is off.
That would mean they were coming. Wouldn't you just tip the barbecue over so they couldn't eat it?
You would do that, wouldn't you?
Throwing your toys out of the pram.
Hey, coming up next, we are playing Scissors, Paper, Rock this morning.
Yes.
Jade, you are taking on somebody.
I am. 13-10-09 if you would love to win some delicious...
What are we doing?
Bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine this morning.
I've raided the cellar again.
Oh, good.
Boss's
office. You were down
there. Yep.
Luckily, you had it. Here I am going through the prize sheet. Delicious wine. So 13-10-09.
It's Friday, long weekend. Fitting.
Get on it. So you'd basically take me on Scissors, Paper, Rock. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Essentially Scissors, Paper, Rock.
Doing it after this, 6:15 at the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Before we jump into this Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament, which is kind of funny, I'm going to take you guys through my scissor collection. I love every single one of these scissors.
Paper, I'm getting paper. Paper.
Good morning.
We have some beautiful Hunter Valley wine stolen direct from the box in the boss's office. They tried to hide it from us and lock the doors, but hey.
We know where the key is.
We know the way around.
Cellar Master Matty.
Long weekends, of course. Great way to win some free wine this morning, playing Scissors, Paper, Rock, but the radio version. The lines are open if you want to play this morning. 13-10-09 will take your calls right now.
Try and beat me if you dare.
Otherwise, Jade gets the wine, which doesn't seem reasonable because you don't even like wine.
No, true. Well,
I'm
Moscato.
The cellar master, guys. I decide who gets the wine.
No, is it you?
Jade doesn't like wine unless it's strawberry flavoured.
Yes. Tastiness, a dance on the tongue. Good morning, Glenn.
Hello.
Hey, Glenn. What's cracking for the long weekend, my friend?
Don't know.
Well, you know, it's Poets Day.
Too cold for camping.
Oh. Well, no, you know what? Don't let the weather stop you from doing what you want to do.
Living your life.
Yeah.
No, too cold for camping.
Glenn's like, I'll let the weather stop whatever I want.
You know, Glenn, they were calling me the other day Newcastle's wimpiest man because I didn't want to go out on the balcony and cook on the Weber because it was too cold. I mean,
yeah, well, that's pretty soft, but
oh, Glenn.
It's a bit different to Camden, mate. Camden's like sleeping out there.
Hop under your doona,
I almost just want to give you the wine for that comment. But, Glenn, we're playing Scissors, Paper, Rock. I've already pre-recorded my answers, so there's no cheating. So, basically, what do you choose for the first round? Scissors, paper, or rock?
Paper or rock? I'll go the opposite to that. Like rock, scissors, paper.
Okay, so you're taking rock round one. Let's hear it.
I don't expect to win because everyone's been winning, so I must be due to lose.
What? Sorry.
You're talking over our recording here. Hold your horses.
We're doing best of three, Glenn, okay?
Oh, crap.
Friday, the 5th of June, round one. I'm choosing paper.
All right, Jade wins round one.
Go, Jade.
Oh. Glenn, scissors, paper, rock. What did you choose?
Scissors, wasn't it?
You got to pick. It's not a guessing game.
Well, backwards, he said. He's going to do paper.
All right, you're doing scissors. Okay, let's see what you get. Round two.
Friday, 5th of June, round two. I'm going to choose rock.
Well, Jade's won again. You're out. Sorry, Glenn. Maddie keeps the wine.
You know what, Glenn? I'm going to give you the wine.
Huh?
And we're going to kill the game.
No!
It's terrible.
I just drove off without me tasty at McDonald's.
No. Glenn, at least you got
the wine. You can have the wine.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Thank you. The game is done, guys. It's a fail. It's a flop.
Glenn loves it.
Glenn bloody loved it.
I love games when you lose and win at the same time.
You didn't have to give it away.
Yeah, no. You could have kept that wine, Maddie. I thought you liked
because
wine.
Because it's such a confusing segment.
It's not confusing.
We're yet to do one example of it working at perfection.
It just worked then.
Glenn didn't know what day it was.
That's his fault. He hasn't had his toasty yet.
Excuse me. 13:10:09. Oh, no. No. We're going to let you decide whether we keep this game or not. We're going to take your calls. Keep calling till after the news. 13:10:09. Just keep tell
you're
us your answers.
The phone's up now, Jade. 6:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. UFM.
Guys, for the first time in my life,
I'm
fairly certain, I have actually worn through a pair of shoes. It might be the second time, but for a pair of runners. So last night, I was looking at my shoes and it got to a point where I could smell them. Like, it wasn't pleasant. And I'd only put them in the washing machine last week. I thought, I'll wash them, get them all clean. And then I could...
Just picturing, a glitter toenail sticking out the side.
And I could smell them, but...
glitter.
I knew when I wore them in the rain the other day, they were getting slippery. Like, for a pair of runners, the tread wasn't there.
You wear socks with them?
Yeah. And that's where how I knew I'd really gotten to the end. And I turned them over. And there was this no pattern on the bottom. I was really proud of myself.
Maddie, have you ever worn shoes out?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I feel like...
As soon as they get a smudge on them, you buy new ones, aren't they?
I'm the complete opposite of that.
I wear out shoes.
Like full runners. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, fully wear them out.
Is that because you drag your feet?
No.
Not in a bad way.
Just in life.
More people that drag their feet will wear through them quicker.
No, I just wear them for ages.
Crevo's had foot surgery, Jade. That's not very nice.
No, you haven't had foot surgery.
Yeah, I have.
No, yeah. Why did you say you had foot surgery?
He's had major foot surgery.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't going to do the invasive. There's a more invasive surgery.
Do you think he just hobbles along for no reason?
Well, I know. like a penguin.
He's not 80.
Yeah, it's not on purpose.
Well, I just knew they broke. So tell us about your ankle injury.
No, it's not that exciting.
Let's move on.
We've got a whole bit to do with the phone topic and
everything. Yeah, Jade. You're trying to sabotage it.
Oh, Maddie's the boss of this one.
So
I've got a great story going down to Geelong, guys, where a 75-year-old grandmother has held up a 27-year-old woman in her own home, stolen $600, and you won't believe what she's spent the money on.
I can't wait for this.
13:10:09. Is your grandparent a boss? What do they do? It can be anything. I'll tell you what they did. She went and brought donuts with her. That's such a boss move, right? stole $600 from some young kid and brought donuts for herself. A 75-year-old woman. That's bizarre.
It is
That's
a weird
strange.
Story.
So is your grandparent, like a cool grandma or grandpa? Do they do something that a 20-year-old's doing?
Maybe they own a Mustang.
Exactly.
That's the sort of
still driving it. That's
prizes
scary.
On offer for the boss's grandma or grandpa this morning here at the Novos. Right now, Killing Heidi, we're at New FM. Good morning. Aussie classic for your Friday. Killing Heidi, we're this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 19 on the coast today, 19 the top at Maitland and the Valley. 13:10:09 this morning. We want you to tell us about your boss grandparents.
Eddie and Crevo.
I need a coffee today.
Yeah. Should we just go make one?
Yeah.
Bit slow.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, I've got to tell you about this story, guys. 75-year-old grandmother, she's a bit of a crim. She's broken into somebody's house, 27-year-old girl. She's held her up for 45 minutes.
That's insane. With a walking stick.
$600 cash and went to buy donuts. How ridiculous
is
that?
Bad woman.
Yeah.
You got to forgive her, though. It's a pretty boss move.
No.
Like grandma breaking into somebody's house. Give me $600 for donuts.
just because.
It's quite bizarre.
No.
Also, a lot of donuts.
She obviously needs to be checked in.
Krispy Kreme's very expensive.
No, she needs help because, like, that's just not normal. Like, just because you're what, a pensioner,
it's
you're retired.
Fine, Jade. It's
fine. It's not.
And look, I'm not endorsing crime.
No. By any means.
By any means whatsoever, but it is a pretty cool story. I want to meet her.
She'd be great on one of those, like, criminal shows, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
It's a funny story, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I just don't think... Are they still putting people in that age in prison?
Yeah, they do.
100%.
But, I mean...
Yeah. What are they going to do in her situation?
Usually these stories happen in America. Right?
Yeah, this is
in Victoria.
This is in Victoria, in Geelong,
which is
even weirder.
But, you know, she'd be feisty, I'm guessing, because you'd think with a little old woman on a walking cane, you could just push her over and run out the door and call the police on your phone.
She could be fit.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She must be.
That walking stick, maybe it wasn't for her. Maybe she just took it from someone else. Maybe she stole that from somebody at the nursing home.
I'm going to say she's 75, not 95. I mean, it's not that old. Not. Come on.
Oh, I guess. You're pretty wrinkly, though.
You know, Hamish, we can talk openly about the over 75s here on the show. I don't think they're listening.
Not according to the research.
What do you think, Hamish?
You think she should go to jail?
Well, she should.
A 75-year-old woman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. She committed a crime, so she goes to jail. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
One law for one, one law for all.
Matthew,
there you go.
Is this your grandmother? Is this why you're standing up for her so much?
No. Yeah. I'm surprised you're not, to be honest.
I think it's a funny story that we'd, you know, would be in a Will Ferrell movie, but, you know, it's
also,
imagine if that little woman broke in my home and held me and my three chihuahuas up.
Yeah, your dogs would be useless in that instance.
Yeah, no one's denying that.
I'd be having to throw a vase at her head or something to try and knock her down.
Really hard internal thoughts, I imagine, for the 27-year-old at that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you do? You're not going to hit her.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing. You don't want to.
You're
but the thing
hurt
is,
her.
Yeah, you sort of have to if you're being held
Somebody
up.
Was, if an old woman was holding me up with a walking stick, I'll tell you right.
You're just
I'll just grab the walking stick. Like it's not going to kill you.
That's what I'd be thinking. Like, why can't she just?
Yeah, but you
disarm
said,
this lady.
What if she's fit? Well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm throwing a vase. You know what? It's in my house. I'm going for the fireplace and getting
there.
The poker.
God, you go dark.
Well, I'm just saying,
I mean,
if you've got to defend yourself.
You're no better than her.
She's attacking me in my own home. Trying
matter.
To rob me.
You're
what else am I going
to
do?
You're not allowed to do that to somebody if they, you know, come
yeah.
into your home.
Yeah, I sort of disagree with that. I think
that's
a law. That should, yeah,
no,
but it's a law that should change because I think if you're getting attacked in your own home, like, you've got to defend yourself.
Move to America.
That's for another day, guys.
Yeah, that is
Let's
true.
Let's unpack that another time.
Well, What's the Cost is up next, isn't it, with Jackson?
Thank God.
What's on the way?
Meghan Markle speaking out about the Black Lives Matter movement, and also Pete Evans is spreading his bizarre theories on coronavirus on 60
Pete
Minutes.
Evans
a lot of
back
flack
again.
For this at the moment.
Yeah, I think we need a bit of shush from him, but I'm going to play you some audio.
All
Sweet.
Right.
Awesome.
At the Novos, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Cree. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's got reason! Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's right. It's the moment to get the latest on what's happening around Hollywood and with the celebrities and who knows it all, our producer Jackson.
Yeah, overnight Meghan Markle has given a surprise virtual commencement address to her former high school's graduation. A lot of celebrities are jumping on board this, but she used it as an opportunity to express her views on the Black Lives Matter movement. This is what she had to say.
I wasn't sure what I could say to you. I wanted to say the right thing, and I was really nervous that I wouldn't. The only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. So the first thing I want to say to you is that I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you have to grow up in a world where this is still present.
You know what? So good.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people give it to Meghan Markle, but I just find her such a beautiful human, and she speaks so well, and she's been through a lot. I wanted to just, because a lot of these are popping up online, comparison articles to how they've treated Kate Middleton in the media compared to how they've treated Meghan Markle.
That's interesting.
Well, because she copped a lot of racism over in the news. Like, the London press in particular were really bad.
Yeah, it's been so horrible. So I'll just give you two examples. So for Kate Middleton, it says, Kate Middleton's homegrown bouquet of flowers, Lily of the Valley, follows royal code. So that was for the wedding, in comparison to how Meghan Markle's flowers may have put Princess Charlotte's life at risk.
Wow.
How ridiculous.
I know. Isn't it bad?
That's crazy.
What about this one? Kate's morning sickness cure. Prince William gifted with an avocado for pregnant Duchess. And then, how Meghan's favourite avocado snack, beloved of all millennials, is fueling human rights abuses, drought and murder.
How terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy to see it
until you hear it packaged up like that. It's something that you don't necessarily think about all the time.
No. So, everyone that's saying she doesn't have a right to speak up, she absolutely does.
What's so great about this as well is, obviously, they're not bound by royal protocol anymore, so they can speak out on political issues, which I think is a great thing, because they are such massive role models to millions of people still.
A lot of people listen to them for guidance. So for her to at least say something is really good.
Yeah, they spread some really beautiful messages. Moving on to a not-so-beautiful message, anything that comes out of Pete Evans' mouth. So he is on 60 Minutes this weekend. People are already outraged, calling for 60 Minutes to drop a very dangerous segment. Here's a taste of it.
Around with about 1,000 different recipes. There's a on there for Wuhan coronavirus.
I am sceptical, and I also am suspicious. If I disappear or have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident.
Oh, doesn't that sound like some very bad issues with
it's
paranoia?
You know what? So, a lot of flack heading towards 60 Minutes at the moment because they're like, hey, why are you giving this guy a platform? A lot of people also attacking Pete Evans. I think it's moved past the point now where you really can't attack him because he's clearly not right at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, he's mentally unwell. Somebody needs to help this guy.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, when he says stuff like that, that's obviously not a cry for help, but he needs professional intervention. It just does.
I wonder where his family are in all this.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing is with his family, they're also very much on board Pete's way of life. So when you're surrounding yourself with people who share the same opinions, you're going to naturally think that it's okay, right?
And he doesn't have a day job to go and turn up at My Kitchen Rules or something.
No, they sacked him from that.
So there's no, like, you know, daily stability or, you know, other people around him holding him accountable or asking him questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really disappointed in Channel 9 and 60 Minutes if they don't handle this right and address the conspiracy theories and give actual fact.
When's this airing?
So this is Sunday night.
Okay.
So they have an opportunity here to set the record straight to a lot of viewers, because there's a lot of misinformation out there right now about COVID-19.
100%.
I just hope they don't take advantage of him. That's all.
Well, I mean,
if he's not in a good place, and then just to get someone to say some crazy things, you know what I mean, and fuel that.
60 Minutes has also been copping some flack at the moment because of the more tabloid-style journalism that's, you know, been appearing on the show versus the serious news, which is what that show is all about.
Yeah, it has become very Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Especially with their promos. It's more about clickbait than actual engaging journalism, in my opinion.
I mean, I'm not saying this is the case, but it's almost as if they're trying to improve their ratings through, you know, clickbait-style stories.
Hey, that's the world we live in, right?
It could be a possibility. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
A very good possibility, I think. Thank you, Jackson.
But, guys, after this, a woman with the world's longest nails has shared her horrifying story of how she actually lost them. It's pretty gross and a little sad. And
what are your fingernails like, Jade?
Short.
Oh, yeah. Do you bite yours?
Yeah, I can. But I never bite them to the point where they're, you know, little strips right down near the cuticle.
Crevo, yours? Let's do a little check. Yep, cool.
Just okay.
We're okay.
I could trim them a bit more often.
Well, 13:10:09, how'd you rip the nail off? Doing it next at UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Rely on you.
UFM.
UFM.
Connecting you.
And we got
love.
right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos.
Thank you for reminding me, Hamish. The Roosters, 59-0.
Defend my team for just a second. We had so many players out. We basically didn't have a side. We had two rookies debuting, and you know our captain. We didn't have our captain. David Fifita has had knee surgery. Jake Turpin was out because of a broken leg.
A lot of excuses. Is what
like,
I'm hearing.
We were down like six players.
Oh, I'm just saying. Luckily though. The new team, the Firehawks, is happening, you know, so Brisbane will have a good team.
Oh, please. You know, I'm glad the Roosters won because if they didn't, how embarrassing, because they were playing basically, you know, not even half a team last night.
59-0. That's
you
quite
can't
massive.
Talk. You don't.
I go for the
Knights.
Do
you even know how to pass a ball?
Yes, I do, Jade. Mm. I know more than you think, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
not make it about Maddie's footy skills.
Yeah, look at your classic deflection right there.
Well, anyway, guys, on a more positive note, well, sort of not really, Lee Redmond, she was holding the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails ever on a woman, right? Mm-hmm. But they were ripped from her hands.
How long were they?
In a horrific accident. They were a staggering 8.65 metres. Long what? In total.
That's sick, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Very long. But, yeah, she had a car accident and...
Great to scratch your
off.
Bottom with.
No, not even.
Oh. Your back of your back. Oh, great.
Too long for that.
I'll just have one. How good would that be? Like,
what do you go, the pinky?
That's like a detachable one. Oop. Pop it on.
It's just
get
foul.
Some gaffer tape. It fixes everything.
It's so sure gross. Does. But 13:10:09 this morning, how'd you rip your fingernail off? I'll tell you
or
a little
toenail.
Bit more about Lee. Any sort of nail.
How'd you rip it off?
Okay, taking your calls straight after Tones and I, Jade's favourite as well. This one's for you, Dale. Bad Child at New FM.
Oh, nice.
Good morning.
My family always said I was the bad child.
Sons and I, bad child. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Very brisk out there this morning.
Oh,
isn't it, Trevor? You just popped
very
outside.
Chilly. Yeah.
Our tops are 19 degrees. Sunny, though, on the coast today and at Maitland and the valley.
And on 13:10:09, we're taking your calls. How'd you rip your fingernail off or your toenail? This poor woman, Lee Redmond, she holds the Guinness World Records for the longest fingernails ever on a woman. They're a staggering, on both hands, 8.6 metres long, so they're pretty long. But the poor love, she was travelling in the car when
the poor love.
When she was hit by another vehicle and she got thrown from her car.
Oh, my God.
And she said the first thing she spotted was her fingernail, and she started to cry because she was so invested in her fingernails and getting, you know, them as long as possible. She told a witness at the scene that her nail was record breaking, and the woman went around and collected all the pieces of her nails, which Lee now keeps in a plastic bag to remind her of the time of the Guinness Book of Fame.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
everyone's got to have hobbies, don't they?
They do need to have a hobby, but wow.
When your nail gets to that length, I'm pretty sure it starts to curl over and you can't just unwind it.
No.
Right, how do they know that it's 8.6 metres long?
Well,
they measure it
with a string.
Mm.
So you just put string around in the same shape of it and then, you know, really draw out the string and then measure the string.
13:10:09 this morning, though. How'd you rip the nail off?
Rebecca.
We have red wine on offer if you have a great story.
Hello?
Hey, Rebecca.
Yes. My name's Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey, morning. How'd you lose your nail?
Okay, so it's not me. It's my husband, and he removes his toenails by choice. He does Ironman racing, so he will be running for 4 hours and then riding his bike for another 4 hours. So what he does is he pierces his toenails with a pin and then he will rip them off. So he will end up with like one toenail when he's in Ironman training mode.
Hold on a second. Is he doing this with painkillers?
No. He just does it. Just saying, oh, yeah, I think I better rip that one off, and he'll leave the room and come back with a tissue wrapped around his toe and there'll be blood everywhere.
Rebecca.
I don't know why, but it makes my teeth hurt.
That's insane.
Just hearing this story.
Is he worried that his toenails are never going to grow back? Because if you constantly do that, surely your body's just going to, like, eventually give up.
Well, he's been running since he was 16. He's 37. And they keep growing back.
Wow.
Yeah, and he prefers to wear thongs, so they're always out there for everyone to see.
Rebecca.
Like, kind of like 10 sausages.
I've got to ask you a couple of questions. First question is, what was your reaction when he first said to you, look, I'm just going to go in the other room. I'm just going to rip my toenails off.
Oh, I thought it was disgusting. I thought he was joking. And then he tried to explain that it was black and it was dying and a lot of pressure and I should feel sorry for his toenail and he was taking it to a better place. But it just makes me want to be sick. I can't look at his feet.
Oh.
I'm trying to encourage him to stop.
You know what?
That was going to be my second question. How do you stomach looking at the feet?
I try not to. I do my best not to look at his feet, just at his beautiful face.
That actually makes more sense now because obviously when... Obviously, like us or normal people, sorry, Rebecca, our toenails, they're healthy. So because he's doing so much exercise, they're already bruised and stuff, so they would just be able to flick off.
Yes, well, that's
what
he reckons.
Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Interesting. Because I'm sitting there thinking he's ripping them off in pain, like, you know, he's getting some sick pleasure out of it.
As if it wouldn't hurt.
No, it wouldn't. Not if they're dead like that.
They would.
No, it's like.
It's still going to hurt. But also, I mean, I'm just saying, luckily he is doing all that training. You must have a great rig.
Body, yeah.
Yeah, from all that exercise. That's what you're distracted by, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Rebecca, you win some, you lose some.
That's right.
I'd rather a great looking, a Greek Adonis than.
Yeah, someone with great toenails.
That's amazing.
We're going to send you a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine. Don't spill it. You won't know if it's the hubby taking his toenails off or just the wine on the floor. All yours. Thank you, Rebecca.
What a call. That's incredible.
What a story.
Just when you think you've heard it all.
Yeah, there's always one more.
Rebecca calls.
What's this going to be about?
Love it or loathe it coming up next. Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. You're right there very loud today.
Yeah, sorry, I was tapping my mic.
There she is again.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it. Loathe it.
This is one of my favourite segments on the show. Love it or loathe it. Crevo and Jade, it's your turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics today. Mm-hmm. And we're kicking it off with wearing UGG boots in public.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. Not for me.
Love it. I'm the biggest ambassador for UGG boots if you've ever seen one. I wear UGG boots everywhere and anywhere. I'll wear them into the gym and I'll get changed into my runners and I'll leave the gym wearing my UGG boots.
Into the gym.
Anywhere.
Into the gym is actually fine. Out of the gym, your smelly feet. Jumping in there, like the sweat dripping down the sides
you
of the fur.
You always wear socks with your UGG boots. That's probably the only tip I've got. No, Maddie, don't start.
Here we go.
So what have I done?
In winter, I wear UGG boots every day, but only in the house. I love UGG boots.
Do you have the good quality, like Mortel UGG boots?
Yep. Absolutely, love them.
Now, I know you. I've been shopping
mine
with you
were $5.
When you purchase them and you don't always wear socks with them.
Most of the time I do.
Some days you come in here.
You wouldn't even know. You know what? Next time.
Some days you come in here and you take your UGG boots off and put your feet up on Crevo's chair and you have no socks on. And they're a little bit stinky sometimes.
That's okay. You know
sweating
what?
Away in the $5.
I'm living my best life, all right? Just let me be happy in my UGG boots. Nothing wrong with it. Everyone, wear whatever you want on your feet. Don't wear shoes. We had this debate on the show earlier in the week. I'm okay with it. Just do you. Do what's best for you.
When you work in a space that's the size of a small bedroom.
A real small bedroom.
Actually, like a medium-sized bathroom.
You know what? I'll start burning the incense again.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's just on those days, and that way we'll know.
It's just the fake.
Good. It'll kill the negative energy that I'm picking up in this room.
I just don't like seeing people in UGG boots all the time. It's like, oh, here we go. June hits. Everyone's wearing UGG boots.
There's nothing wrong with that. They're so comfortable.
We'll come in, we'll see the puff of smoke, and we'll be like, Has Jade not wearing socks, or is there a new pope?
This office loves UGG boots. Another lady that works here, the other day, I was sitting in like the announcers area. She comes in, she's got these really nice black Mortels boots on. I'm like, oh, they're really nice. And she's like, yeah, they don't sweat or smell at all. She pulls them off. No socks on. Put some socks on.
I forgot that. You can get some really fancy UGG boots these
they're
days.
They're expensive, aren't they?
Well, good quality ones.
Like, buy a pair of workers' socks.
Mm. Yeah.
Big W, 10 for $20. Big fluffy workers' socks. The like tradie socks.
The ones that go a little bit higher, like sort of halfway up
you
the calf.
You buy me the socks, Maddie, and I'll wear them, okay? Okay. But there's some great ones. I saw these ones. They were like knee-high boot, UGG boots.
Oh.
Yeah, really stylish. You can get glitter ones. There's so many out there now.
Well, good.
But I'm a cheapo and I buy the ones for $5.
There we go. Hey, up next after the news that didn't make the news, and we're very excited, guys. Big Brother kicking off Monday on Channel 7. I watched the preview of it last night. I'm not too sure how I feel.
I still feel uneasy, but I'm open-minded. I'll give
Mike
it a go.
Mike Goldman, of course, from Big Brother, the original voice
of the
Big Brother Daily Show back when it was on Channel 10. He's doing a new show for the new Big Brother. We're chatting to him before 8 o'clock this morning as well about what to expect from the new season.
Very exciting.
All right, doing it next. New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Jeez, just in the news there. I just missed what the story was about. That football coach, I think it was, Hamish?
Anthony Seibold.
That voice. Do you have that grab handy that you can play for us again? Because you pointed out a great point.
Yeah.
He needs a lozenge or something.
He really needs a Soothers sponsorship, that man.
But can we hear
it? Sure can.
Felt as though we were bullied a bit the last 2 weeks. And when Pengai and Fifita come back, when Lodge gets a couple more games under his belt, I think we can get a team in the park that, on its day, can put up a good fight.
My skin crawl.
I think he's been yelling a lot in the last 80 minutes, to be honest.
He'd be a great blues singer.
Would, yeah.
Or Oscar the Grouch.
Or Darren Lockyer impersonator.
Their voices stay a bit husky after they retire from footy, hey? Oh,
I reckon they do, yeah.
You could get voice surgery, but you'd probably do more damage doing that. Vocal cord surgery.
I'm not a surgeon.
Wow, there you go. Every singer out there just now was like...
You've got to do scales before you start yelling at your players.
Yeah, well, you think...
Vocal,
you know,
warm-ups.
Like, because singers do get taught to do, like, have vocal lessons because they have to project their voice, you know, for hundreds of days a year. I feel like coaches could use some of that.
He's out on the balcony with a Winnie Red and a 4X Gold for the whole game. Screaming at them, it seems. There you go. Coming up next, though, we're doing the news that didn't make the news, Crevo.
That's right. Hamish is in to tell us all those quirky stories. They're a little bit left of centre for the mainstream news, but we still want to hear them.
All right, right now, Jonas Blue Rise, live across Newcastle at 7:40. Good morning.
Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
That's right. Hamish is here to tell us all those off-centre stories that don't get in the mainstream news. What's going on?
Well, yes. Look, we're talking about nails before, fingernails, etc. A slightly keratin-related story, you know, because fingernails and hair are made of the same substance.
That's true.
Well, researchers think they may have found a cure, sort of, for baldness.
No.
Yeah.
The long-awaited. Now, I'll be taking up on this because my hair's thinning.
Really? Because I was going to ask you about this. I was going to do a little. No, not you specifically, Crevo. You have a lovely.
Oh no. Crevo's touching his head, all self-conscious.
Look at that, real thin at the top of the back there. Oh, I can't wait.
I've got slightly, you know, receding hair, a bit like Napoleon.
Oh, Hamish, don't try to.
Napoleon out of Moscow, receding
down the cordial.
That sounded, Hamish, like you were Kim Jong-un having a feast and saying that you're still hungry whilst your population's outside. Look at the hair on your head.
It's luscious and thick.
Thank you, I appreciate that. But okay, let's get this get into this story and quickly move on from this hole I've dug for myself. So, yeah, they've found a way to create these hairy cells. Basically, it's a multi-layered skin tissue that actually boosts follicles, and they've oil-secreting sebaceous glands as well too, which is what your hair has. Oh. But they're basically growing this stuff in a lab so that they can basically graft it onto your head. I know it's probably not the best thing to be talking about while you're having breakfast, but they've tested it on mice, and they actually find that it actually does grow hair.
Poor little mouse.
Now, yeah, I know. Yeah,
well, they're already hairy, aren't they?
That's true.
They'll be right.
They'll get a good fringe. but I was going to actually ask, is that something that you would consider doing? Like putting on hair that was grown in a lab?
Yeah.
Is that something you would consider?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the chemicals that, you know, we put into our bodies with, like, these different, medications and stuff. The people, you know, like the solutions and meds, it's too much. Just grow it back.
Can I just chip in here from a woman's point of view?
Because
it's men always, you know, say they lose their hair. But my mum actually has really thin hair, and she's always been really self-conscious because you can sort of see her scalp. My mum's tried everything under the sun. Like, so it's not just men who get affected by this. My sister, because she obviously has my mum's gene, my sister started going thinner on her hair too. So she actually started using that men stuff, regain, whatever it is.
And it worked?
Well, she started getting hair in sort of a different place. It's really sad. My mum spent $3,000.
The eyeballs or something?
Do you know how Ashley and Martin, you know, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're huge in Brisbane. It's Ashley and Martin, their hair clinic where you can go. My mum spent $3,000 buying one of those caps where she puts it on her head and it flashes, it illuminates, so it's meant to promote...
this is not some Pete Evans gear, is
no
it?
Blood circulation in there. But it's sad. It's not just men. There's women out there, too, who that do suffer hair loss and thin hair. It's terrible. My poor mum, like her whole life.
And genuinely, I think men would probably deal with baldness or going bald better than the women.
Women do.
I think
100%.
So
but, like, women get overlooked in this because, obviously, there's more bald men. But imagine being a woman and losing your hair.
I think it just sucks for all people, Jane.
Lose their
100%.
Hair.
But I do believe... Like, I think, whatever. But I've just seen it firsthand from a woman's perspective.
Oh, of course. It's great insight.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, good. Bring it on.
True. Now, second story. I don't want to alarm people, but 2020 is basically throwing everything at us so far. Mm-hmm. But there's an area near the Yellowstone National Park in the US that's recorded nearly a dozen earthquakes in 24 hours alone.
Wow.
Now, the reason why this is concerning is that Yellowstone National Park is actually a super volcano.
It's a massive volcano. Overdue to explode.
Next 1,000 years, they reckon.
It could be any time.
It could.
It?
If it does, it would be very, 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 very,
bad.
Very bad. Give or take a very. So
we end up going into those winters where
nuclear winter.
Yeah.
Hamish, how would that affect other countries?
It would affect other countries because
the ash cloud
would basically create a nuclear winter. Basically, it wouldn't allow the sun to get in, and basically we'd go into a deep freeze.
So it
would be very bad. But hopefully it's not going to happen anytime soon. Having said that, it is 2020, so not ruling anything out. Anything. Oh, gosh, you know, I shouldn't say that.
We got through 2012, guys, when the world was meant to be ending.
That's true.
The Mayan calendar, we can get through this.
Look, if John Cusack can get through that horrific movie, then we can get through this horrific year. So there you go.
I like that movie.
No.
It was good.
Don't even start.
Hey, coming up straight after this, Big Brother returning to our screens on Monday, 7:30. It has a new home on Channel 7. Very different, though. It's not the Big Brother that you know and love. We're chatting to Mike Goldman about everything Big Brother next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
This is The Novos.
On 105.3 New FM.
More with Jade, Maddie and Crevo up next.
Oh, yeah, guys, how exciting. Big Brother back in our tellies Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 7. Of course, it has a new home. Now, it wouldn't be Big Brother in this country without this man. He's launching a companion show, The Big Bro Show, on 7news.com.au. The original voice of Big Brother, Mikey Goldman. Hello, mates.
Hello, good morning, hello. Newcastle.
Hey, good to have you with us, man.
It would have been...
How are you going, Yang?
Good.
Oh, good, man. It would have been a sin if they hadn't gotten you involved in some way, shape or form. Are you excited for this like new generation of Big Brother?
I'm so excited. You know, over the years, we've come so close to doing it in this way that they've done it in Brazil, in America, yeah. In Canada, the UK, and it's going to be really, really interesting. It's so different.
Mikey, I'll be honest, I've seen the ads and I got a little creeped out by the new voice. Because it seems very sinister. Is it a very naughty Big Brother in terms of he's going to be like messing with them a lot more?
I think it's like HAL 9000 from a Space Odyssey, or it's a little bit SpongeBob SquarePants on Valium.
Yes!
It would freak me out. Imagine first thing in the morning, housemate. It's time to get up. You'd look at your pillow next to you and go, oh, my God.
It gives you chills. But, hey, everyone loves a horror movie, so we'll see.
Yeah. Now, Mike, tell me, mate, obviously it is going to be a very different experience this time around. What do you think of the new house? I mean, it has to be one of the better houses, I think, in the history of the show because it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, back at the arse end of Dreamworld, we had a great spot. It had a lot of land, but this is so cool because it's in an old World War II artillery shed that they've done up, and it's got amazing LED lighting, and it's got all the eco walls and plants growing in there, and it's like nothing we've ever seen before. And they've used the cutting edge technology from all the other series around the world, and then some. So. Stuff's that you're going to see on this show you've never seen on any TV show.
Wow,
before.
That's exciting.
That's very cool, mate. Now, we all know Big Brother, it's been, you know, marketed everywhere at the moment, but we want to talk about your show because that's what we really care about, the Big Bro Show. Mate, what's this about? Is it going to be like the old Big Brother Up Late? What's the go with this?
Well, to a certain extent, yeah, I'm Big Brother Up Late. I used to play these segments called Up Late Updates, which is like a recap. Yeah. If people missed the Daily Show, they could find out who was fighting, who was getting it on, who got evicted, and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be updating with that. Plus, I'll be going on the streets and getting people's opinions or what I think of the housemates. We'll have evicted housemates as guests. The first episode, which should drop this afternoon, episode 0, will feature the lovely Sonia Kruger and me trying to extract information from her.
Excellent.
And we also analyze all of the housemates of what Big Brother's revealed so far. Because we weren't supposed to start this Big Bro show on 7news.com.au until next week when the show actually began. But we thought, well, Big Brother's revealed so much. He's given us all 20 housemates.
Yeah, that's right. They're really trying to reel some people in, aren't they?
So I thought that's worthy of a show because that's what I would normally wait for to do a show about when Big Brother would start. So we're just recapping all of that and showing people what we know of the house, the tasks, the challenges, and speaking to Sonia.
Yeah, excellent stuff. I do notice that they've brought back a games aspect. I mean, this is why I love Big Brother. This is why it's etched in our memories. Friday night games. I mean, what a time to be alive, right? So I love that they've incorporated something, you know, similar.
I'll be reliving my childhood.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, totally. Right, me too. Who was that long ago?
Yeah, you were only 10 when you did the last suit, wasn't it?
You're still a good-looking rooster, Mikey.
Yeah, look at him in the suit.
Just on a personal level, like you were meant to be getting married, but obviously COVID-19 put the kibosh on that because you're getting married in Greece. What's the plans?
Yeah, well, we're just moving into next year. But hey, if it wasn't for COVID-19, I wouldn't be working on this series of Big Brother. So thanks, COVID-19.
Yeah, hooking up Mikey Goldman with the cash.
There he is, Mikey Goldman. Good luck with everything, mate. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy this morning. Big Brother kicking off Channel 7, 7:30 p.m. This coming Monday, guys.
That's right. Next, though, Jade, I know everyone has been talking about social distancing and all that sort of stuff. People have been rolling it back, not really doing it so much. I think we need to make sure it happens. And I'm actually going to build something for you to make sure that you're not breaking any rules. I've got some tools in here. I've got some things hidden under a sheet over there.
Okay.
And we're going to put up curtains so no one can look into what we're doing.
I've been being naughty, so I don't... Well, I'm a bit of a rule breaker.
Look, Jade, we're giving you some new shoes.
That's right.
You don't know what is going to happen.
Nice. Though. Oh, well, that's okay. Well, damn, I was excited. You know how I feel about a tool belt and
it's my all mind happening. Wandered. We got power tools in here and everything.
Yeah, all right, get your curtain. Where's the curtain?
They're just over there. Right, we're going to grab them.
We're going to string these up. Nobody can see what we're doing in here. Ooh. And you, if you want to check it out, New FM Facebook page and our live stream.
All right.
So what's this about me getting new shoes?
So I'm going to become a cobbler. In the next 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Because, Jade, I read about these social distancing shoes, which are essentially giant shoes. They're very long, so they're about maybe 40, 50 centimetres long, almost half a metre.
Wow.
And that obviously keeps people away from you because the long toe points out and gets in the way of everyone.
Okay. Great for kicking people in the backside that you don't like as well. we did discuss this yesterday.
Yep.
In order to make these shoes, you need some real high-quality kit.
That's right. So first thing that you will need, and I'll just grab a piece here, is some timber.
That looks like good timber.
This is actually black...
Merbau.
Yeah, black butt flooring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So it's a good bit of hardwood.
Okay.
Now, this is obviously too long, isn't it?
That's way bigger than the standard.
Yeah, we
need
to lop off.
I'm going to need to take some of that off. So I've actually brought in a saw, and we're going to take some of it off and then strap it to Jade's gumboots over there. So she'll essentially have some socially distancing shoes.
Now,
are they going to be a bit heavy?
This ain't. Oh,
no, I'm cutting some off. You'll be fine.
Okay, okay.
This ain't no normal hand saw, though.
No.
Some noise cancelling headphones.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good bit of kit.
We put curtains up on the door. The doors are locked. The boss can't come in. We've got a power saw in the studio.
We're doing it, Meg.
And the high vis is busting out.
Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho, fitting song. Right now at New FM. Good morning. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Sunny, tops of 19 degrees across most of the Hunter today. Guess what? We've got a power saw in here.
Jade, Maddie and Chris.
Push me, and then just touch me.
Ah, yes.
That's right.
That's all because, Crevo, you're becoming a cobbler.
That's
because
right.
I sometimes I like to hug, and you're like, no, Jade.
Social distancing.
Calm down. So you're inspired by this cobbler who's making social distancing shoes, and you thought, you know what, I've got a power saw. I can do that.
Now, check it out on the New FM live stream on our Facebook page. We've got a massive power saw here, which is taking me back to my Year 7 design and technology class.
Do they let you use a power saw then?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
They let us use all the tools.
Fancy school.
Crevo's
about to lift it up now. He's putting it onto the table.
You think that's sexy, Jade?
Yeah, I do, actually. Here, Crevo, I've got something to wear just because you know how much I love a tradie. High-vis vest.
So we need to go through our OH&S here, guys. So we have one high-vis vest on you, Crevo.
Yep.
Very good.
And then we've got your safety goggles and your ear protection, and you've
all
got the wood.
Yep.
Now, I love that you guys have just totally stopped. My God, those glasses.
You look great.
Thank you.
Okay, so they've given themselves noise-cancelling earmuffs, left me with nothing.
Kids, don't try this at home.
No, don't try
Always under
home.
The supervision of an adult.
Now, Jade, explain the shoes that you've provided
to
us.
So, I've actually brought in my gumboots, which are ankle-high gumboots. And yes, correct. They're covered in sparkly glitter. And we've got orange, bright orange gaffer tape, which I'm going to secure the social distancing wood planks onto my gumboots.
Okay, very good. All right, Crevo's just plugging in the power saw. All right, we've barricaded the door. Put your little chair up against it.
Oh, we're just getting the power board. It's very exciting.
I hope we don't blow the power out of the radio station this morning because that PowerPoint you're using, I have actually blown the whole studio up with that one before.
Oh, don't say that.
Well,
yeah,
look,
no
this
jinxing,
is the risk
no
that
jinxing.
We take, guys.
So go to our live stream to watch Crevo use a power saw in a minute. And
all right, here we go.
Cobbler Crevo.
Give it a little test first, just a little growl.
All right, all right. Hang on. Let me
watch just yourself.
Position. Safety first.
Yep.
All right, everyone is clear. Checking all the distancing, making sure no one is in that no hand zone.
Yep, it's checking the space, which is good.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Jeez, Crevo, you've gotten sexy.
Can you explain what you're going to be doing now, Crevo, as you're making the shoot?
So I'm just making a simple mitre cut here. Obviously, you know, taking all the precautions required. And I'll be taking about 15 centimetres off these pieces of black butt timber because they're a bit too long for Jade's shoes that I'm making.
It's the very social messy. Distancing shoes, if you're just joining us.
Look how messy this is going to be.
Oh, serious stuff.
There's stuff everywhere.
This is great.
It's sawdust. Oh,
well,
of course.
What can you do?
A first in New FM radio.
First cut made. We're just going to make one more. And
jeez.
Then we're all done.
Don't you love the smell of sawdust? It's
don't
so
you?
Good.
It's so good.
This is amazing.
All right, here we go. Next piece to be cut.
All right, here we go. Oh, God, I love that smell.
Measure twice, cut once. Here we go. Second cut.
Amazing. Well done, Crevo.
Thank
well
you very
done.
Much.
You are handy. You said you weren't handy on the show this week, but you are, my friend.
All right, now strap them to the boots and, of course, Jade
right,
walking around that.
Oh, how great. It's nothing like the sound of a power saw at 8:15 in the morning.
All right, take it,
I love
user.
Fridays. Don't you, Hamish? I mean, did you expect this on the air this morning, your power saw to be brought in?
I really didn't, no.
Always good. And look, he's got the great gaffer tape as well, the
we're
expensive
really
one.
The gaffer tape.
The radio station might have to ask you for the supplier's name on that one.
All right, so I'm strapping him to the boot.
Look at the sawdust everywhere in the studio. It's like snow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Sorry. Black butt smells good.
Oops.
All right, there's the first one sorted.
All right, second one. I'll put my first shoe on.
Yeah, put that on.
You need to secure it more than that.
A bit more
tape. No, that's fine.
That's not going anywhere.
That's not moving.
Yeah. Alright, you put that one on, I'll do the next one.
Alright.
Anyway, there you go. Jay, pop it on. She's popping her foot into a glittery boot with a metre long piece of black
butt. Perfect! This is great!
Wow.
Here, I'll help you with that. Go to the live stream and check out my boots.
There we go, that'll do it.
Yep,
like that. Break that off.
I can't do it.
That's alright, I'll do it. Here, give it
all right, well, look, we're going to go to a break right now. We'll come back and we'll see where we're at with this. Jade needs to settle into her new footwear. A new FM at 17 past 8. Good morning.
The Novos. For some peace.
Go. We're living by our mantra here at New FM this morning. Do it first and deal with the consequences later. We do have a power saw in the studio today. Give it a go. Here we go.
That scared me.
Crevo just made some new shoes for Jade. Social distancing shoes. Let's be honest, we really just wanted to bring a saw into the studio. And
you got
to
do
it. We achieved our goals today.
Exactly.
Yeah, we all got a
big tick.
You might have heard in the news overnight on socials, ScoMo, he's done it again.
Mm. I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
That's right. He's made the news as a soundbite.
Yep.
Yet again. I mean, ScoMo is actually starting to really carve out a name for himself in the fabric of our pop culture here in the year 2020. Hey, now, of course, that iconic grab of Stop It, Stop It, Stop It happened a few months ago. Well, last night, the video was released of a press conference he did yesterday, something to do with the building sector or something like that. I didn't pay
attention. We don't care about that,
dear. Oh, my God. Okay. Just been talking about it all day, but okay.
No. Oh, sorry, Hamish. We listen to you.
Hamish, we deal in headlines
and
sound bites under 10 seconds.
And tabloid journalism.
Some guys roused at ScoMo, the Prime Minister and his crew, after they started doing a press conference on his lawn. And we've got the audio for your listening pleasure here this morning.
10,000 Australians.
Everyone get off the grass, please.
Sure. Let's just move back from there.
Hey guys, I've just reseated that.
Yeah, please, sorry, off the thing.
Off the thing.
Sorry, man.
It's all good. Thanks.
So, you know what? ScoMo handled that really well.
Projects that count. And I was talking about the first home loan deposit.
Straight back into business.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight back into business. But fair call, though. That other guy, I'd be so annoyed myself if I just reseeded my lawn and then I had journalists trampling all over it. I'd be filthy.
And whoever that guy is, you know.
Do you think he actually cared about the lawn or he just wanted to get on TV?
No, he cared. Trust me, his lawn.
Maybe a bit of both.
From seeing that, I thought he just wanted his lawn sorted. He didn't care. It could have been anyone. What I love about the situation, though, is if this had been in America and someone was telling Trump off to stand off someone's lawn, he'd be shot. You know, like, think about the difference.
You know what? Yeah. That is a very good point that you raise. If you actually watch the video, I do agree. Maybe it was just about the lawn because the guy dressed like he just woke up, no shoes on, looked like a bit of a slob, to be honest.
I thought he just...
You wanted to be on TV and put some shoes on or something.
There's nothing wrong with the singlet, like, and trackies.
Oh, you're a real Aussie battler there, Jade.
Oh, it's got nothing about being an Aussie battler. It's just whatever you're comfy in.
Singlets and no shoes and talking to the Prime Minister.
Look, he's at home. He's in his domain. Let the man be the king of his castle, okay?
Exactly. And what I do, the other thing I think about this is actually is great about the Australian vibe is it's okay to tell off the Prime Minister if they're stuffing up on your property.
It's really
bad,
actually.
Look, ScoMo wasn't even on his land. It was the journos.
I don't mean to spin this in a serious political way, but I'm going to for just 10 seconds.
Okay.
Last night, I watched the documentary Hillary. Right, and I witnessed like how the crowds and what they say to these candidates, such as Hillary and Trump, even though he probably deserves it, in my opinion. But the ScoMo's copping it light. Some of the serious things that is said to the likes of Hillary and US politicians, really evil stuff. So to get told to get off the lawn, I think
it's pretty low key. Really, it's fine, I reckon.
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy was well within his rights. He spent ages seeding that thing.
Takes a while.
What do you think his name is?
Aerating the lawn.
I don't know, man. Dave, probably.
You reckon Dave? I reckon Jono.
Jono. Yeah,
could be
like
Maddie.
That. Could be Maddie.
But, guys, the song challenge is coming up after this. Get excited. We need two...
She gets a new pair of shoes and she gets some sass about it.
I do. We need two pairs of shoes. We need two people from different suburbs to go head-to-head right now in the song challenge. Only one song will be played. It could be yours on 13 10 09 if you want to take on another Novocastrian in our song challenge.
Represent your suburb. Any song you want, Newcastle's only request line, 829.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos.
Denovos.
We are about to do our song challenge, but if you've just joined us, we've done a spin on it in the last couple of weeks where we ask you, the listener, to take on someone else from a different suburb. So it's suburb versus suburb. If you want to take on Josh from Maitland right now, 13 10 09.
Yeah, if you hate Maitland and you think, I can stick it up them this way, then now's the time to call.
Or you just think you're better at picking songs.
Yeah. Or you just want your favourite song on. It's your request right now, but only one will get played.
Any song that you want, you can enter into this battle of the pop stars and the suburbs. Doing it straight after this. And I thought we'd play this to satisfy the Akadaka rock lovers before we do a request.
Excellent.
Thunderstruck right now at New FM. Happy Friday with the Novos, 8:38. Oh, yeah, it's a song challenge time, Jay.
Oh, the time has arrived. So this is where two listeners go head-to-head. One only gets played. It can get... can get very nasty sometimes. Not really. It's always been very friendly,
fun,
but
actually.
I'm just trying to, you know.
Create a bit of drama.
A bit of juiciness.
Maitland versus Thornton this morning.
Yep. And
Josh versus Trish. Trish versus Josh.
Was Josh.
Oh,
from Maitland with No Time to Die by Billie Eilish.
Bit of Billie Eilish happening now. Looking forward to
Josh,
this.
Josh, how do you feel, brother?
I actually thought Shania Twain would have won, to be honest.
Well, look, it's a great day for you because Shania Twain did not win.
And there's a lot of James Bond fans out there. Obviously, the movie's coming out November 25th, not far away. It's going to be awesome.
All right, Josh, introduce your song, mate. The floor is yours.
This is Billie Eilish, No Time to Die on 105.3 New FM.
Ooh, smooth.
Pro. What
you
a pro.
Get a job here.
Jeez, well, there's a vibe.
That's not part of the song, is it?
Well, let's just pretend it is. Billie Eilish from 007, Josh from Maitland, walking away with the song challenge win today. Guys, I've got a little informative piece for all you parents out there.
Good one for the mums and dads.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're dropping your kids off to school right now, okay? Mm-hmm. 13 years old, it's actually a golden age, right? Because I think 13 is the age, as a teenager, where it's the first year in your teens, you know, your kids are getting a little more inquisitive, asking more questions about life, and every 13-year-old I know wants to be an adult.
Yeah, it's like it's an age where you're sick of being a kid.
Yeah, they're going into year eight. They've got a year of high school under their belt. You know what I mean.
They want to grow up. But trust me, kids, you don't want to.
You don't want to grow
you
up.
You don't want to.
Stay young. Stay young. So we were having a meeting with our boss yesterday, and he was FaceTiming us from up in Byron.
Mm.
And he has a 13-year-old daughter. And he brought up a very fascinating point. So it's her birthday coming up. Now, most 13-year-olds, you think, right, would be after, you know, some clothes, some expensive high-ticket price items for their 13th birthday.
I remember wanting
you would have been a little difficult, Nancy, at 13.
Yes, I was. Yeah, actually, you know, Mum always says to us girls, my sister and I, that we weren't as bad. She's like, you know what, I got pretty lucky with you girls. We had our moment.
Shopping trip to Sports Girl, was it?
No, oh, Supra. But, you know, City Beach, the classic stores. But, no, you don't remember the Spice Girls were huge at that time. I just wanted a really big pair of platform sneakers.
Oh, like the Spice Girls in that movie or something.
Very funny, though. So my boss's daughter didn't care about any of the presents, the physical gifts. She's just so excited to join Instagram because you can join Instagram at the age of 13.
Wow.
And I've got to say, what a great kid's present for $0.
Yeah, just give them the right to join Instagram. I mean, something they've already got.
Yeah, and I know a lot of you parents are there like, oh, yeah, reduce the screen time. You can say that to your friends at your dinner parties and try and, you know, make out that you're a more responsible parent. But we all know you want them to go in the room and get on the iPad and not bother you, right?
Yeah, so you can watch telly.
Yeah. Now, what I had a look at is all of the social media platforms, you need to be 13. Facebook, TikTok, all require you to be 13 years of age. So if you've got a 12-year-old, bait them with the use of social media and you don't have to spend a cent for their 13th birthday.
So that's your parent hack for getting not having to buy any presents.
Yeah, if you're a bit strapped for cash.
Yeah, or if you do have money, you can treat yourself with that cash instead.
Dangle the social media in front of you.
How times have changed.
Anyway, there you go. Close the show for a Friday. A bit of fun. Now, we've got a team lunch today.
We do.
It was a dinner.
Why did you think that?
I don't, because we're having oxtail soup. It's kind of a dinner thing.
How does that work?
Do I get a big tail in it? No, you just get... It's just beef, really.
Oh.
But a different cut.
Beef's tail.
Well, I don't know. I've never had oxtail soup, Mr. Heidi Marty.
It's ossobuco, so that's... it'll be delicious. I think you guys will like it. I put it on this morning.
On the red wines?
I bought a couple of reds.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll be having Moscato. I'm bringing dessert. I got a chocolate Bavarian cake and some Maltesers. What are you bringing, Maddie, to the table?
Do you know what
we actually
need? I haven't
gone to the shop yet, Jade.
Oh, I haven't thought about it, hey?
We could use some crusty bread. Do you want to get that?
I can get a beautiful loaf of crusty bread.
Perfect.
Just remember, too, double demerits, guys, have kicked off for the long weekend.
Mm. Well, I hope everyone that's going away has a great weekend. If you're just at home, you're not going anywhere,
drive
enjoy your
safe.
Time off. Jade, God knows where you'll end up.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked it out.
Mystery weekend.
We may not end up going anywhere, but at this stage, we're investigating to a quick getaway.
You'll be too lazy to do anything.
Probably.
We'll just stay home, Ben.
Sleep in. All I want is a sleep.
Get Rajas.
Yeah, don't knock Rajas.
Oh, I love Rajas.
Amazing.
I'm just saying it's a go-to takeaway.
Jay's only takeaway shop.
It's the best, that's right.
Rajas on the bike.
Butter chicken.
Plain naan bread. Hey, Jackson. 5 commercial free kicking off next.
Just coming up for your Feel Good Friday. A bit of marshmallow.
Perfect.
Here with me. Do you like that, Crevo?
Yeah.
Is this like, your flavour?
I just like marshmallow.
I wouldn't have expected that, hey?
Yeah. Nice. I wonder what he looks like under that little helmet of his.
So he's wearing a helmet?
Yeah. Kryptonite, early 2000s, right? This is a banger. Oh,
quintessential early
2000s.
Yeah, exactly. Long weekend. Right at the top. Also, too.
Aw, babes.
Not sold on the Biebs, but I do like this song.
Yeah, Quavo.
I've turned to it. Him.
I like it.
You know, guys. Keep him away from mop buckets, but not studio, right?
thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.